The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Here is Brother Murphy.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Friends, I want to share with you on this broadcast a letter which brought joy to my heart. It tells what God did for this young couple when they gave their lives to Christ. It also tells of the sad condition this dear young lady was in before she accepted the Lord. Please take it as a warning and be informed of the traps which Satan has for the young people of our day, not only the younger ones, but the older ones as well. But now, without further comment, listen to this touching story. Greetings in Jesus' dear name. I have never written before to you, but this morning my heart is so full of love for the Lord. He has done so much for me and my family. I could never thank him enough. Brother Willie, while you and your daughter were here in Orland, I so much enjoyed it and was so encouraged. At the time you were here, I felt like I should write about what the Lord has done for me. Well, I wrote it, but I never gave it to you. This morning, I came across it, and I feel I should send it. I feel so strongly for the teenagers today, for I know the problem of drugs is so great. This is the devil's biggest device for getting teenagers hooked before they know what's happening. Oh, may God help us. I know my testimony will explain why to you. Oh, how I love the Lord. Pray for us that we'll always serve the Lord. Brother and Sister Rich. Then, here's the letter which Candace wrote last fall as a warning to all. How glad I am that she sent it to us that we may make it known to the listeners of this broadcast. Dear Brother Willie Murphy, I feel a great desire to testify to people everywhere what the Lord has done for me. Well, here's the whole story, and I surely do hope and pray that it will help some soul get to God. When I was a teenager in high school, I desired to lose weight. So, I went on a diet. Somehow, I learned of a diet doctor who just gives you pills and you lose all the weight you want to. That worked out fine, but later, I found myself taking the pills just to keep myself going. I went to school, plus I had a part-time job, and I also dated. With this fast pace of living, I soon began taking more and more of them. After a while, I met a boy. I fell in love with him, and my one desire was to be his wife and have his children. I remember thinking how hard I would work for him if he would just marry me. Well, in time, we were married, and how happy I was, except for this one thing I did that he didn't know about. But I thought I could quit. I just couldn't. The old devil had me bound by this time. I could work real hard while I was taking the pills, but when I ran out, I went into great tiredness. My husband couldn't understand why sometimes I'd do so much and at other times I would just let everything go, not even do the dishes for 2 days. Bless his heart. He didn't know, but he stayed with me, and soon I was expecting my first child. I gained a lot of weight with the baby, but I was happy. After the baby was born, I realized how much weight I had gained, so I started taking the pills. This time, I got even worse than before, and my husband found out. He tried to help me, but when he didn't know, I would sneak behind his back and get them. The Lord at this time, I know, was dealing with me, because I could see that if something or someone didn't help me, I would end up either dead or insane. At this time, I had been studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses, but it wasn't giving me the help I craved. My husband never went to church at all, but one Sunday, he told me he wanted to start going to church. We went to his mother's church once, and the next Sunday, for the first time, to the Church of God. Praise the Lord. After going there 2 Sundays in a row, there was a camp meeting held in Pacoima near Los Angeles. My husband's sister and husband went down to the meeting for the week. We lived 500 miles from where Los Angeles was. Anyway, just before the last day of the meeting, my husband's brother-in-law called us and said he felt impressed to call us and ask us to come for the meeting. The Lord was dealing with us. My husband got the call late at night while I was asleep. The next morning, we talked it over and decided to go. I was surprised and wondered why my husband would travel 500 miles for just one day of meetings. But I went along anyway, telling myself all the way down there that they weren't going to make me do anything I didn't want to. We'd traveled all night, so we were tired when we got there. So we rested in the back room of the church while morning meeting was going on. In the middle of the service, I remember waking up and hearing the beautiful singing going on, and I felt like I should get up and go in and listen. My husband and baby were asleep, so I went in and sat down to hear the songs and the message. Praise the Lord. By the time they stood up to sing the altar call songs, I could hardly hold back. I couldn't sing the words to the songs. I just stood there, and my heart was pounding. My brother-in-law leaned over and said, "All it takes is one step, and he'll do the rest." I went to that altar so fast. Praise the Lord. No one could have stopped me. I got saved. Praise the Lord. I can stand up and tell the whole world I'm saved and sanctified. The Lord has taken away that desire for pills and everything else. Now, when the devil comes around to tempt me, I can say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Praise the Lord. My husband got saved that night, and ever since, we have both been rejoicing in the Lord. And so many other blessings, I could go on and on. Give your heart and life to God today and really live. In Christian love, Sister Candace Rich. Thank you, Candace, for sharing your testimony of what God has done for you with the listeners and readers of the Mission Trail. Sister Candace Rich lives on Route 1, Box 315, Corning, California, 96021. I believe this testimony should convince the young people of our day that they need the Lord the same as older people do. You can be happy when God touches your heart and life and makes a new creature of you. And now, listen to this poem, "The Touch of the Master's Hand." 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, then two, only two? $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three?" But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. "3,000 once, 3,000 twice, and going and gone," said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Let us pray. Our Father, touch each and every heart of the listeners of the broadcast and the readers of the Mission Trail with a live coal from off the altar. May their lips and hearts be cleansed through the blood of Christ from the defilement of the world. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here is a song, "He's Everything to Me." The singers are Bob and Dora Forbes.
I can never quite explain how the blessed Savior came and took my sins all away. I only know he came to me, came one day and set me free, dwelled within my heart to stay. Now he is everything to me, and he will always be all I ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die and through eternity. Until at last with him I stand in the heavenly land, he will walk with me. He's living in my heart, never to depart. He's everything to me.
Friends, if you find yourself bound by the habits of Satan and unable to break the chains of sin, turn to the Lord with all of your heart. He is your refuge in the time of trouble. And if we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. If you'd like a printed copy of the message today, you may have one free of charge without cost or obligation just by simply writing The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time, and until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.